Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, the Jewish people's mindset, his apostles, was looking for that coming kingdom. Lord, will you now bring your kingdom in? Well, he says it's not the time for that kind of thing. Just be about preaching the gospel. Anyway, that's another sideline. But I want you to see from the Old Testament, from the beginning, even when Jesus ascended, they were looking for the kingdom to come. We're taught to pray for that coming kingdom. Well, we see it here in Revelation chapter number 20, that thousand-year reign. I mentioned last week, Jesus was on this earth for 30-some years, 33 years approximately, and 3 years of those were his ministry here on earth. He changed his whole world in 3 years. I mean, there's so much changed in that short time he was here. What he did in 3 years, now think what he's going to do in 1,000 years. It just blows your mind here. Well, there's some things here I want to show you. First of all, the millennium, it's a real reign, a real R-E-A-L reign. I take it literally. Again, I was reading this week, there's some people who are amillennialists, others who they do not believe in the millennial reign of Christ. They actually believe and teach that the church, I use that their term, I don't use that word, the church. There's not the church, there's a church. A local New Testament church. People try to group everybody. Well, anyway, it's a whole other story, okay? But they believe that the church is going to usher Jesus' coming. In other words, that they're going to win everyone to the Lord. And it's going to make it where this world can be such a pleasant place then that Jesus could come because we've won the world to Christ. A lot of people would believe that. Of course, we know that just the opposite is true. In the last days, things are going to get worse and worse. Evil man, seducer, it's going to get worse, not get better. Amen. Well, we see the 1,000 years. We see it in Revelation 20, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. It mentions that. All right, turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Again, just we talked about this last week, but I want to give you some references. A lot of you are taking notes. When we talk about the millennial reign of Christ, that thousand-year reign, only the righteous enter. Only saved enter into the millennial kingdom. And we see here in Matthew chapter number 25, beginning verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, this is speaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture, the translation, whichever you may refer to it, but is speaking specifically of his revelation. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. So now you have pinpointed this time. He comes in Revelation. Now he's going to sit on his throne of glory, the millennial reign of Christ. Verse number 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Now, you've already are aware by the time we've got to this point that there are going to be approximately a third of the world's population will still be alive. Two-thirds have been destroyed, okay? So what's left, they enter into they end the tribulation period. Multitudes of people have died, but there will be a lot of living people yet still on this earth. They survived the tribulation. And that's what this is about. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides a sheep from his goats. The saved and the lost. They lived through the tribulation, and this is called the judgment of the living nations. Okay? And he shall, verse number 33, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. They enter into the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Isn't that interesting? Okay. And then you read the rest of it, but again, time won't allow. But I want you to see that he separates the righteous from the unrighteous. And only the saved, only the righteous enter into the kingdom, the millennial kingdom. Matter of fact, verse number 41, it talks about, then he says in the middle on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So you get the picture. The judgment of the living nations, only the righteous enter into the kingdom. Very important to understand that. Since, and these are saved people still in their physical body. Stay with me. We're going to get into some things this morning. They're still in their physical bodies. We will have a glorified body. We'll have a body like Christ. We shall be like him when he comes in the translation. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We'll have a body like Christ. But those who live in the tribulation period and survive the tribulation period, they enter into the millennium in their physical body. And to them, this is where it gets really interesting, they will have children. In other words, they enter into the millennium, and they will continue to have children. Turn me to Ezekiel. There's so many passages, but let me just give you a couple of them. Ezekiel, turn with me there. 37. Let's see, Ezekiel, Daniel. Okay. Ezekiel 37, verses number 25 and 26. This is a couple of one of the many places where it references children being born, not just in the millennium, but forever. Okay. Ezekiel 37, verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. Are you following? Oh, Greg's got it up on the screen. I saw y'all were looking up on the screen. Okay. They shall dwell, even them and their children and their children's children. Notice that next word, forever. They're going to continue to have children forever and ever. All right. Ezekiel 47, verse 22. Again, these are the ones who survived the millennium. The tribulation period. They enter into the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ in their physical bodies. Verse number 22 of Ezekiel 47. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you. So now we're talking about Jews and Gentiles here. Which shall beget children among you. And they shall be born unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. And they shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. So again, these are just two passages of scriptures that talk about in the millennial reign, people will enter into their physical body and they'll have children. And their children will have children and they'll have children. And the Bible says forever. They will not receive a glorified body. They will live in their body forever. How is that possible? Well, while you're there in Ezekiel, are you still in Ezekiel 47? Look for me in Ezekiel 47, verse number 12. Again, this is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It's going to continue to be producing. It shall bring forth new fruit according to her months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. Let me stop right here. During the millennial reign of Christ, there will be another temple. It will be the last temple that will ever be built. In the new heavens and new earth, there will be no temple. Jesus Christ will live in New Jerusalem, and that's when we get there in Revelation 21, we'll look at that. But I want you to notice there's been different temples all through history. You know, the first temple, the tabernacle, then the temple, then it's destroyed. It gets rebuilt and all these things. It gets destroyed again, and I think there's been six temples or so. I forget the number that's been built and rebuilt. Well, they will have a temple in the millennium, okay? And that's what it's talking about, is flowing out of that sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat. And look at this, and the leaf thereof shall thereof for medicine. Now, when we get into Revelation 21 and 22 about a new heaven, new earth, we'll find this same tree once again. And we'll get more detail later on this, but I want you to notice that this tree will be there in the millennium. And that's how these people will be able to live forever. Remember the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Remember that one? Where Adam and Eve had access to all the trees in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, of all these trees you may freely eat except that tree.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.